Tantor Audio presents The Gate of Gods by Martha Wells. Narrated by Talmadge Reagan. Chapter 1. This isn't a good idea, Tremaine said under her breath. She was aware she had said it before, but she hadn't been counting. Do you really think so? Radiating annoyance, Gerard was cleaning his spectacles with his handkerchief in a way that could only be described as aggressive. I'm afraid that wasn't made clear to me the first 7 times you said it. Gerard evidently had been counting. All right, fine. Tremaine folded her arms, looking around the meeting room foyer. She resented being here. This building, part of the Capodaran Senate, was prized for its age and historical significance rather than its comfort or utility. Cold and not well lit, the foyer was lined with dark wood, and the high coffered ceiling had yellow patches from old water damage. Colonel Avery and several dignitaries, including the Rhenish and Parsian ambassadors to Capodara and members of their staffs, were waiting too, standing about in small groups, pretending to chat amiably. Gerard was the only Rhenish sorcerer present. Safety decreed that the Queen Ravenna remain crewed and ready to leave Capistown Harbor at any time. At the moment, Niles was on board with one of the spears he had constructed, so the ship could defend itself from Gardier spells and be taken through the etheric world gate at will. They were all here in the Capodaran Senate to discuss the plan to liberate Loden, the Rhenish city.